News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly welcomes you to Sound Bites. This is America's longest-running computer show. Call the show now, 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line, 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. America and all the chips in the PC. It is Saturday, the 13th of March, Anno Domini 2003, and you lucky people, you're listening to Sound Bites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And we'll be bringing you news, views, stuff you can use, another segment of broadcasting excellence. Here on 1180 WHAM at Soundbites.
And just to prove... As opposed to excellence in broadcasting?
Let's just say, what show are you talking about?
We're broadcasting excellence.
We are. We're broadcasting excellence everywhere we can. And our and we're going to start, I think, with the news. And I believe we'll begin with Dave this time around.
Okay. I got to tell you one other bit.
Here we go.
News related. Had another client, which I won't mention the name, but they are in Gates, Chile.
You know who you are.
Went over to their house because they had two computers. One in his business and one upstairs in the house. The one in the business, the hard drive's the one. Anyways, the one in the home?
Yeah.
I removed...
Did you break your record?
1,364 pieces of spyware.
All right.
So then a certain individual
knows... A new personal best.
I couldn't wait to call Dan. And I was going to call him. He said, broke the record, bro. He wasn't there. He another call. So when I got back, and I go, excuse me, Dan. And he goes, and he looked at the board, and I erased the number, and I slowly wrote 1364. And it's like, whoa! But meanwhile, moving on to the news. So, folks, I mean, you got to run the AdAware and along with your antivirus software at least once a week. But the one other key thing, and I had a couple other clients say the same thing. Well, you put that on there and we run it every week. Doesn't seem to catch anymore. I just, are you also doing the update? Because I show everybody. Oh, no, we didn't take the time to do that.
You're right.
Well, you got to. There's a button on AdAware. You click check for updates. It takes a matter of seconds. You check for the update and bam, away you go. All right, some other news. Hitachi. Well, for all you folks that complain that you don't have enough room left on your hard drive. You know, because
none of us do.
Those 40 gigs and the 80 gigs and the 120 gigs. Well,
my 120 is full of old-time radio, and I've still got a stack of CDs.
Well, here you go. Hitachi's now coming out with a 400 gigabyte hard drive.
A single drive.
One single drive will be, 400 gig. I mean, that might start doing it for some folks. You get those in, say, a RAID.
Get a RAID array of eight of those, and I'd be almost good
there
to go.
There you go.
Well, LaCie now sells the bigger disc. They used to have the big disc that was 500 gigs.
Right.
Now they're selling the bigger disc. It's 1,000 gigs, a full terabyte, in a single chassis. It's two or three drives inside the chassis.
Right. Yeah.
It's not really a RAID. It's almost a pseudo RAID. Because your computer sees it as one volume, but it isn't really a RAID.
Right.
But, you know, for $1,000 now, and that used to be the price of a 100 meg, and before that, the 5 meg, and terrible. You can now get a terabyte of hard drive space.
Yeah. So, and AMD just announced a new chip will appear in their HP notebooks. Compact Passario R3000Z Sports, along with the new Athlon XP-M 3000 Plus. These are going to be, they're not bad. I mean, 264 mega memory for a laptop, 40 gig hard drive, DVD, ROM drive, 15 inch display, a GeForce 420 video card, along with 32 megs of video RAM for around $949. I think they're a mail in rebate of $100. But for, a laptop, it's not too bad for space. I still have the memory up to 512, but nice little powerful unit, 300 plus. I mean,
not bad.
That's good for laptops.
Not bad. I've been looking recently at those shuttle drives. Have you seen the shuttle machines?
Yeah.
They're no wider than a CD-ROM and about twice as thick, maybe three times as thick, depending on what brand you get. And that's it. That's the whole machine.
It's basically the form factor of a CD-ROM drive and about three times twice as, say, twice as thick.
Like the Mac Cube.
Like, well, except much smaller. Yeah. Much smaller.
But and that concept, that everything goes into that cube.
And it's not, you know, maybe it isn't what I would use for my main machine. Although, you know what? You get it in, you know, 2 gigahertz, half a gig of RAM. It's got video, audio.
But
it's got everything on it. It's got networking on it.
Something like that for a retail business where they've got limited space.
Limited space or for college students. For in the dorm room.
That's now, why it's been a big market for the IMACs.
Right.
Because of the physically
there
small
you're
space.
Talking about you want more all in a backpack and out the door.
Well, that's true. But, you know, you can lock these down and you should. Anybody who's got a machine in a dorm, particularly if it's a laptop or one of these shuttle-type machines, lock it to the desktop. A couple companies, mainly Kensington, makes it's basically a bicycle lock for your computer, and you should get that and use it.
There are also companies that make motion detectors where the siren goes off if it moves.
Right.
And one that makes a remote transmitter. So if you're not in the room and it moves, your pocket buzzes.
Right. But almost every machine around nowadays has a Kensington lock. Every laptop has a little slot in it where you can throw a Kensington lock.
Yep.
And then you can chain it to your desktop, and it's a very, very good thing to do.
Yep.
Steve?
Yeah, we have a couple of interesting things in the Mac world. This week, FileMaker released FileMaker Pro version 7, a highly customizable, very easy-to-use database, cross-platform Mac and Windows. Either a Mac or a Windows machine can serve the data, and the opposite can be a client. It doesn't care. Basically, we've joked for years that Microsoft has never ported Access to the Mac because they know they can't compete with FileMaker. Unfortunately, there's a lot of money in writing Access databases because it's so hard to do. But FileMaker makes it very easy to do, small work group databases, invoicing systems, contact management, things like that. Some of the new features they've added: the database can now store 8 terabytes of information, so you don't have to worry about yourself running out of space. Each field can be 4 gigabytes. Each text field can now be 2 gigabytes. So basically, more, bigger, better, faster. They've done a lot more in the relationship ability that you can see an overview of how all your files relate together. And they've created a new database structure. Previous versions of FileMaker, all of your related databases were separate files, so you had to sort of keep them in the same folder together. Now there's a new encompassing file type with FileMaker, so all your related fields can be in a single file and help you establish and maintain all those relationships. So it makes it real neat to be able to program some very sophisticated database systems. And we're hearing that several very large companies are using it for their internal communication system, for company information, contact databases, records, things like that. And the FileMaker website's got a lot of interesting information about third-party programs that are being available. You can buy custom-built databases if you don't want to have to worry about programming it yourself. So that's a pretty neat thing in the FileMaker world. And one of the neat things they are doing themselves is if you own any version of FileMaker back to version 2, so sorry all you people that are still running FileMaker 1, that was 20 years ago. FileMaker 2 came out 15 years ago.
Yeah, right.
you can get a 50.
Therefore, FileMaker 2 is older than my daughter.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can get a 50% discount on the upgrade price for a limited time. So if you're running an older version of FileMaker, it's a really neat way to get up to the latest version. And for Macintosh users in the city of Rochester, our home city here for the wonderful WHAM broadcast, Jesse Group is opening our second retail location.
This is very exciting.
Very exciting for us. We're actually opening tomorrow, Monday, at 4:30.
Oh, tomorrow will be Sunday.
Thank you, thank you. Sunday. We will not be open. We're still trying to stock up everything. In fact, yesterday, Friday, we were bringing in the first bits of our stock, and we had people coming through, and, oh, that's neat. One of the computers coming. As soon as the truck shows up. And that's at 439 Monroe Avenue at Averill in the Lumiere Photo Building. So we're...
Where's that? Look at Monroe near...
At Averill.
Across from McDonald's.
Across from McDonald's, next to the gas station. Between Alexander and Meg's. Mm-hmm. We're partnering with Lumiere Photo, who are real big in the photography professional and amateur photography world locally, and going to be basically opening a retail store carrying Macs and Mac accessories.
How cool is that? Right in the city.
In the city. Yeah, right downtown. Basically, we're gonna have a grand opening party in a couple of weeks as soon as we get the store all straightened out and actually have stock to sell. it's been a very interesting couple of weeks. Yeah, opening up a second store, you don't realize, well, now I've got to buy two more of everything.
Mm. Yeah, right. Got to buy twice as much.
Twice as much of everything. Right. We have all the stock put together. But we're hoping, we've got our big iPod posters up on the street now, so look for the giant green iPod dancing person on the street window.
Yep. So you're having a big grand opening. You're going to have a grand reopening when you move.
Once we get moved and set up and everything else, yep.
I'm just basically your dull, boring, everyday guy I always was.
I would...
Well, if you can get RIT to move for you.
Right now...
Didn't they used to be downtown 150
they
years ago?
Over 150, exactly.
Yeah, but right now I envy you because...
You're right. Right. You should see Dave... dragged his sorry butt in here this morning. He was so tired.
How tired was he?
You were.
I almost
dragging.
Did a nosedive in my French toast this morning.
You were dragging this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Boom, boom. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here all week. Try the veal.
So, I guess the moral of that story is don't buy a fixer upper.
Yeah. Right.
Unless you know you're going to fix it up.
Right. Oh, and I knew it. I went into this, you know, that was going to have to do a lot. But you know, I'm starting to come down to the end of the road. And it's all starting to come together.
You see that?
You know,
light.
All those hours of, you know, stripping 8 layers of paint off of gumwood to get it to look
right.
like your house, Nick.
Right.
You know, with the pocket door up now and that. It's actually finally coming down the end of the road. I can see the end of the road. I still got quite a bit of work to get there yet, but at least I'm over the hill.
Right.
It may seem like a good idea to paint the nice wood trim in your house now. In a couple of years, you'll wish you had.
Yeah. I mean, this.
We when we moved into our house, is all American chestnut. It's beautiful.
And no, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it
with
is.
The pocket doors
it
and
is,
all
it
that.
It is. It's a gorgeous house. And none of the wood, the only wood that was painted was in the kitchen, and that's fair.
That's normal. For,
yeah.
Back in the 50s.
And we said to the lady who owned the house, she said, we said, you know, this is great that this isn't painted. She said, in my old house before we moved here, said, I went to visit my sister in Florida, and while I was gone, my husband decided to surprise me and painted all the woodwork. When I came back, she said, I looked around, I looked him in the eye and said, I will never speak to you again until it's back the way it was. And she didn't. So when they moved into this house, she looked him in the eye and said, if you paint this, I'll kill you. And he knew she meant it. No. All right, back to the news. Microsoft has yet another update. I hope you're all sitting down. I can just see the cars swerving off the expressway now at the shock. Microsoft released a flaw for XP, and then
they released the flaw.
There is
a Freudian
slip. They did, of course, originally release the flaw. Yes, but now they've released the patch for the flaw, and then they did that one day, and then the next day they re-released it and upgraded the severity. So if you got it twice, don't be surprised. Originally, it was a medium. Severity, and then the very next day they re-released it as critical. It basically, if you've already downloaded Service Pack 3, of course you're already protected, and it's an Office XP flaw. It's a hot product. A lot of people have it, so you really should get it. There are three patches that were released recently. One for MSN Messenger. One for Windows Media Services, and one for Outlook 2002. That's the one that was originally rated as moderate, but was then upgraded to critical. So if you have any of those things, you really should upgrade. You really should stop using Outlook, but I won't go there right now. The problem, of course, now people are really going to be swerving off the road. There is a problem with the fix.
The fix doesn't fix the fix?
No, the fix fixes the fix fine, but what it, the fix fixes the fix fine, but it does, what it also does, as a kind of a side effect, it disables spam filters.
Oops.
If you use either I Hate Spam or SpamNet, those are the two that have complained so far, it disables them. Yep, it disables them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about SpamNet yet, but I hate Spam, the folks who created that Sunbelt software. Pretty neat company, by the way. So the folks at Sunbelt Software have released an updated version of I Hate Spam. So if you go to their website, and I think it's sunbelt.com, I think.
So the fix that fixed the fix now needs a fix to fix the fix that fixed the fix.
No, they're not going to fix the fix that fixed the fix because Microsoft doesn't believe it's their problem. It's now the spam filter people who have to fix their product
to fix
the problem caused by the fix.
Now I'm clear. Who's on first?
You're clear. Clear! I don't know who's on first.
Wonderful Clear Channel radio station.
Speaking of which, we're going
to... thank you very much.
Are we napping yet? So here's the bottom line, folks. If you updated the thing, then you've got to update your spam filter if you use either I Hate Spam or SpamNet. We're going to take just a quick break for just a couple of moments of commercial zen, and we'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and me, Nick Francesco, on the greatest computer show you'll ever hear, Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
We're ready for your calls at 222-1180, long distance on the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180. A free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers on News Radio 1180. WHAM.
If you missed Wham's Bob Matthews, you dropped the ball.
I love trades in all sports. They're fun. But I think the NHL trade deadline is an absolute joke. It's way too late in the season. And too many teams that are out of contention trade too many of their players, and I just don't think it's appropriate. I don't think it's fair that the contending teams that have the most money can load up, and the Sabres can't do that. We all know that. Totally unfair.
Bob Matthews, weeknights, 6 till 8 on Wham.
Discover Rochester's number one Ford dealer, Vision Ford. It's the grand opening of the new truck center with over 150 trucks available.
Your vision to drive, your vision to stay.
F-250s and F-350s, 4x4 supercabs, over 50 available. F-Series automatic with air conditioning from $14,995 or $249 a month. New four-door Explorers from just $299 a month. New Rangers from just $149 a month. Rochester's best selection of pre-owned vehicles with over 200 to choose from. Like 2001 and 2002 Tauruses starting at just $199 a month. Plus free oil changes, a $500 value. And don't forget their $1,000 lowest price guarantee. Plus get 24-hour service with no appointment necessary. And an on-site body shop for your convenience. The grand opening of the new truck center at Rochester's number one Ford dealer, Vision Ford.
Tax and motor vehicle fees collected on delivery. Payment 72 months term at 7% interest with approved credit. All rebates applied, including college graduate and non-motor. Prior sales excluded.
No, you cannot marry my daughter.
But, sir, we're in love.
You can't possibly support her on your salary. The shoes, the designer clothes, the fancy toys, the shoes.
We'll be fine, sir. I'm a member of AAA.
Please tell me that's a new country club.
It's more like an auto club, sir. You know, peace of mind, 24-hour roadside assistance.
I see.
And AAA members can show their card and save at thousands of stores. We just look for the red, white, and blue striped AAA logo. And then we show our card for amazing discounts and lots of stuff like computers, travel, lodging, car rental.
And shoes?
Yes, shoes, sir.
And this makes my daughter happy?
Absolutely. Besides, AAA is the best security a driver can have, and, well, your little girl deserves the best.
And that's where you come in.
I'll take that as a yes, sir. Dad?
Don't push it.
Show your AAA card anywhere you see the Show Your Card and Save symbol to receive special discounts at participating retailers everywhere. Log on to AAA.com for details.
Stone Buick delivers sound bites.
Hey, pass me the joint.
Turn the music up.
Hey, pass me the joint.
Aw, man, is that a cop car behind us?
Nah, that's an ice cream truck. Hey, pass me the joint.
Hey, watch out!
Marijuana can slow your reaction time. Marijuana, harmless?
Facts, the anti-drug. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
Breakout. Moving ideas forward.
Your ideas.
Her ideas.
Black and white or
color ideas.
Color ideas.
Color ideas.
Rethink color.
The Officio 1232 from Ricoh. A multifunction printer that delivers low-cost color without raising the cost of black and white.
Pay for color only when you need it.
The Officio. SEO 1232 from RICO. Moving ideas forward.
Ideas, ideas, ideas.
How well do you? How well do you share?
Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
Connecting with the American people. One-on-one.
Weekdays, 2 till 5 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. These guys know computers. They may not know anything else, but they know computers. They're Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray. And this is Soundbites on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
He's right. You know, I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton. And this is indeed Soundbites. Well, before we get to the phones, I do want to welcome back Rob, who was apparently one step ahead of the law for a week.
That's right. I was out of here. Out of this cold.
You didn't really
frigid.
Care really where you were. You were just away
warm.
From Rochester.
Out of here. That's right.
Not really warm.
Well, we hate you. He's come back. I'm not sure if that's tan or rust. I'm hoping it's tan.
Rust.
Depends on where you went as to whether or not you got tan or rusty. But we're out to the phones now, and our first caller is Kim from Honeyoy, New York. Welcome, Kim. What's your question?
Hi. I have a problem. My home system is the Windows XP home version.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been having a problem with it telling me that my paging file size is too small. And I followed the directions, and when the machine goes to reset, I get this like sort of like blue screen of death, which is filled with lots and lots and lots of absolutely garbage information.
Right.
And I was wondering, I think one time a long while ago, I heard something about an ability to kind of like do a repair with XP, but
right.
I don't know how to do it.
Kim, first thing, how much memory is in this machine?
There's 512 aboard.
Okay. Yeah. The way you can repair it is when it's when you go tell it to shut down and restart.
Yeah.
If you keep hitting the F8 key.
Okay.
Keep tapping the F8 key, you will then get a menu.
Okay.
And one of the options there is last known good boot up.
Okay.
If you select that, it will then go back, look at the history, and select the last good back boot up and go from there.
Okay. Now, is there anything I have to do with as far as the XP disk is concerned?
Nope.
Okay. The question is...
Say, if that doesn't work, the next step is to boot the XP disk and let it run the repair function.
Okay, and how do you do that?
The easiest way to do it, Kim, would be to... you can do a reinstall of XP over XP.
Okay.
But here's the trick. Now, like I say, if the last known good boot up doesn't work...
Okay.
What you're going to do is you're going to get out your Windows XP CD, put it in.
All right.
Now, it'll come up to the first screen, and it'll sit there and say, do you want to do an install or a repair? You select the install.
Okay, select install.
All right, and now you'll go through, it'll check, you know, do some checking for the hardware and all that. You'll have to agree to the license agreement. Then you're going to see another screen that says repair or install. At the second time, you know, this will be the second time that you see that you can select repair.
Okay.
At this point, now you say repair.
Okay.
And what it'll do is it'll install Windows XP over XP. You won't lose any of your programs. You don't lose any of your data or any of the settings and all that.
That's happiness.
And then it'll go ahead and do an install and then reboot and away you go.
Okay, fine. Now, third question is, I also have licensed copy of the XP Pro.
Mm-hmm.
What's the perils and pitfalls of installing that on top of the home version?
You don't gain anything.
No.
The only difference between Pro and Home is that Pro will connect to a Windows server, Windows 2000 server, NT server, or to an Active Directory network. So if you don't have one of those in your home, don't get excited about it.
Kind of overkill.
Okay. That's simple enough.
Yeah, it's really the only difference.
Okay, because I haven't gotten around to networking anything together yet.
It's peer-to-peer, not a problem.
Yeah, it's not home networking. It's an actual Microsoft NT server.
Right, if you were planning on putting a server
like
in your house, would need...
I don't think I'm going to go there. I don't, you know, I'm a round-to-it person, but I don't think I'm going to
go there. Well, thanks, Kim.
Thanks for the help, guys.
Thank you.
Keep smiling. Our next caller is Kurt. From Pittsburgh, New York. Welcome, Kurt. What's your question?
Hi. I am
having Godzilla, and it seems to be a killer for me. It doesn't kill my ads.
Hold on a second. Do you mean Stopzilla?
Yeah.
Oh, Stopzilla.
No, Godzilla, I thought it's called.
No, Godzilla is an entirely different thing, and in fact, Godzilla is probably not something you really want on your machine. Stopzilla is the thing we've been talking about. Stopzilla, the pop-up killer.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I see. That's spelled S-P-O-T?
No, stop. S-T-O-P.
Yeah, S-T-O-P. Zilla.
Yeah. Although Godzilla does purport to remove pop-ups and ads as well, but it's got, let's see, where'd that list go? It's got spyware buried in top of it.
Yeah, I would uninstall that. I would run AdAware and SpyBot to get rid of it,
and then
I would go get the real Stopzilla.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Sorry, sure.
You're
Sorry welcome. About the confusion.
Yeah.
Well, of course, you know, when there's 60 million things.
Yeah, and they're so close.
Right, exactly. 60 million things all called something Zilla. It's hard to get it right. But yes, Godzilla bad, Stopzilla good.
Well, it's just like Google. Google is suing this other company for, there's another Google, Q-O-O-G-L-E. I think it is. Well, they were trying, and it was a spoof, you know, and they did it to do other things, and Google was going after the kid and telling him he's got to shut down the site and all that.
Well, it's the same problem that Disney has, you know. They got to be the bad guys when some daycare center puts Disney characters on the wall. Yep. If they're going to keep their copyright, they got to go after them. Yep. We're going to take a quick break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, each and every one of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Hi, this is Pat Summitt, head coach of the Tennessee Lady Volunteers. A special thanks to all the sponsors who've made the 26th annual WHAM Sportswomen of the Year Awards Luncheon possible.
Camp Good Days and Special Times, Gatinga, USA, Valentine RV and Marine, U.S. Classics International Gymnastics Competition at Blue Cross Arena, May 14th through the 16th. Pat Summitt's appearance courtesy of Frontier, a Citizens Communications Company.
I'll see you on April 26th.
I was a slave who became a warrior, a stone worker who became a superstar.
It was one of history's greatest civilizations, one of history's most uncivilized spectacles.
Now I have come to the greatest arena ever built to face a friend in the greatest battle of my life.
Witness the combat of gladiators like never before.
My name is Venus, Gladiator.
Colosseum, a gladiator story, tomorrow at 9 Eastern and Pacific, only on the Discovery Channel.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. So I take Ester C every day, because it not only supports my immune health, but my heart, eyes, and joints, too. That's what Ester C does. It protects your whole body, and it's gentle on your stomach. The metabolites in patented Ester C make it different than regular
Later
C.
today, for don't miss America's longest-running computer
C.
show.
ESTER-C.
Nick Francesco.
Look for Ester C at CVS, Rite Aid, and Epson, anywhere vitamins are sold.
Soundbites, America's longest-running computer history. Every day of our 5 commercials till 2 p.m. Choose from 1,500 new and used cars and take a vacation from car payments. Because Dorshow exclusively presents
No Trouble
Pay
with your car?
Till Labor Day. Now you can choose any Dorshow vehicle.
Need help
Dorshow
with your homework?
Dorshow Isuzu, any used car, 2,000 or newer. And then
up
drive
next,
all
at 10.
Spring, it's all summer payment-free. Because for qualified buyers, we've arranged special financing up to 60 months. Not to mention No Pay Till Labor Day.
This is Rick Dorshel. On top of this exclusive Dorshel offer,
on
every car
welcome.
Is yours at Dorshel's guaranteed low price. And you still get all the rebates, too.
No pay till Labor Day. Come to any Dorshel location now. West Henrietta Road or in Honeyoid Falls. The sooner you come in, the longer you'll enjoy your new Dorshel vehicle without making payments. It's never happened before. It may never happen again. No pay till Labor Day. Only at Dorshel.
Soundbite. Powered by Patrick GMC.
No matter how you prepare yourself, remodeling a house is a much bigger project than you might think. I mean, you know it's going to be big, but so many things can come up.
Cindy Shugart was looking for help to create the home of her dreams. She found it at Fleet.
We're doing the works, interior, exterior, and our home equity line was just what we needed to make everything happen.
A Fleet home equity line gave Cindy and her family the flexibility they needed.
We got a really good rate, which is, of course, what you look for. And it's very simple. I even have it linked up so my payments are made automatically from my checking account. The people at Fleet have been wonderful. They've done everything they can to make it work for us.
Fleet's home equity line is helping Cindy reach her goals. It's the right solution for her family. And at the lowest rate we've ever offered, it's one more way we can help you, today and tomorrow.
The work is almost finished and the house looks great. I couldn't be happier.
To see how we can help you, stop by or call 1-800-CALL-FLEET.
Fleet Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Listen to the WHAM Morning News for the Good Samaritan Vehicle, a service of Monroe Muffler Break-In Service and News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Contact the guys the old-fashioned way. Use your telephone and dial 222-1180 or the Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180 or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Welcome back to Soundbites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
It's not just Nick Francesco. It's also
Dave Enright.
And Steve Ray.
And Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Back to the phones. And right now, we're going to talk to Jim from Springwater, New York. Jim, where is Springwater?
South of Rochester.
South is such a good-sounding word, south. South. I don't care how far south.
Down on Hemlock Lake.
Oh, cool. Ooh, nice. Okay, we're all coming to visit Jim in about a month and a half.
No problem. Come on down.
What's your question, Jim?
Okay, I have a couple of AIM questions.
Yeah?
Okay, when I boot up, I get an Internet Explorer script error. There's an error has occurred in the script on this page. Line 56, character 9, error document.all.main1.style is null or not an object. URL is aimtoday.aol.com/today/aimtoday.adp. So do you want to continue running scripts on this page? I've tried answering yes, no, closing it without doing it. It doesn't seem to affect anything. What would be causing that?
You want to start at it?
Yeah. Well, do you run AIM?
Yes, I do.
What it sounds like is that this is when you start what?
When I first boot my computer up.
And oh, before anything else happens.
When it first starts up, when it first opens AIM,
right.
I get this. I close it out. I don't see it again until the next time I boot my computer. And AIM works fine.
If you close AIM and reopen it, do you get this error?
That I haven't tried doing.
I bet you do. What's happening is that AOL is trying to bring up that AIM is the AOL Instant Messenger. It's one of the many messenger programs.
Right.
It's trying to bring up that news thing that you get at the beginning, and obviously there's something on that page.
That comes up, too.
But there's a problem with it somewhere on the page.
Are you running Adaware, and how's your antivirus software?
My antivirus software is all up to date. I run Adaware. I run Stinger. I do the Tangle once a week.
Good for you.
Now you updated Adaware though?
Every time.
All right, great.
You see, I don't think what's happening is a JavaScript error.
Uh-huh.
And what are you running?
Now, what version of AIM do you have?
Well, more importantly, what version of Internet Explorer are you running?
I don't run Internet Explorer. I use Mozilla.
Yeah, but you're also running Internet Explorer. It's there on your machine, and Windows will run it whenever they want anyway. They don't care.
Right.
If you've only got 5.5, it's probable that your Java machine in that version just doesn't have whatever features needed on the AOL thing.
I go to the upgrade section. You know, I upgrade Internet Explorer and XP whenever I.
Is that what
every couple weeks.
Okay.
That's where it's coming from, though.
Okay.
As to how you fix that, well...
Try uninstalling and reinstalling AIM.
I've done that,
see,
too.
It's not... The problem is that there's some sort of JavaScript...
Between
on
IE
that page.
And AIM,
Right, okay. On that page that he's trying to open, that AIM Today page.
I'm running AOL version, or the AIM version 5.1.3036.
Well, they came out with 5.5 a couple of weeks ago.
It probably would behoove you to upgrade. I'll bet they bring you to a different page.
Okay.
Well, the one of the big things they added in 5.5 was that it can video chat with .Mac iChat customers now on the Apple side.
Okay. It asked me if I wanted to upgrade, and I said no because I don't use it that often. I use it to talk to my daughter occasionally, and that's about it.
Try upgrading, see if that takes it. That's where I'd start.
Okay. And the little AIM icon down on the taskbar, it's doing something. It looks like it's flashing, or it almost looks like the guy's running. You can't really tell what it's doing. But I can't figure out what it means.
What it means is that it's doing something in the background, making a connection, trying to update your news or your weather, that sort of thing.
Okay, I've never noticed that before. It does that constantly now.
Yeah, well, that's probably part of this. It can't get the script to run.
It may have downloaded an update to it.
Right, exactly.
Minor one.
Okay.
Exactly. Anyway, I suspect that all your problems are going to be solved.
Okay.
That update.
That was easy enough.
There you go. Let us know
let us know next week.
Works or doesn't work. Let us know one way or the other.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Now, we're going to take a break for the news because important things are happening in the real world that you need to be aware of. But you'll get all that news here, and then we'll be back with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and all of you, your phone calls and everything else on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
News Radio 1180 WHAM proudly presents the 2004 $20,000 College Hoops Bracket Game. Think you can predict this year's NCAA tournament? Prove it, and you can win up to $20,000. Just log on to WHAM1180.com and register right now. If you pick the games correct and you have the highest score, you can win big money. WHAM1180.com has all the details. So register today, and good luck from WHAM. He's number one at night.
Hey, what's going on here?
Michael Savage.
I have plans to take over the world.
Weeknights, 8 till 11.
Some new theory about radio waves. Radio waves.
Only on News Radio 1180, WHAM.
Hi, this is Pat Summitt, head coach of the Tennessee Lady Volunteers. A special thanks to all the sponsors who've made the 26th annual WHAM Sportswomen of the Year Awards Luncheon possible.
Randall Farnsworth Automotive Group, Mercer Human Resource Consulting, John Betlem Heating and Cooling, Mark Congdon, Senior Partner of the Horizon Group. Pat Summitt's appearance courtesy of Frontier, a Citizens Communications Company.
I'll see you on April 26th.
Rochester's most listened to radio station, period. 50,000-watt News Radio 1180, WHAM, Rochester.
Rochester Worldwide.
CB. Welcome back to America's longest running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Get online now. Call 222-1180, the Choice 1 toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180, or *1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Bob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Back to the phones in just a minute. So if you're on the air, if you're on the phone, please hold on. We'll be with you in just a moment.
If you're on the air,
keep talking because it's us. I want to talk a little bit about what goes on at our website. Every week we have a poll. Last week's poll, would you pay to send email? We had 506 people answer that poll. Thanks to you all. That's number 4 on the all-time hit list. And not shockingly, 89% of you would not pay to send email. 11% of you would. Some of you have made the observation in our opinions area that, in fact, you're already paying to send email because you're paying to have Internet access. That makes sense to me. Mm-hmm. This week's poll is about PDAs, personal digital assistants, like the Sharps or the
Palm,
Clies or the Palm, all of those things. And the question is, what operating system? My PDA runs, and the choices are Palm OS, Linux, Windows, pen and paper. We don't need no stinking PDA. And, of course, I left off Steve is trying to convince me that his iPod is in fact a personal digital assistant, but I told him no because you can't enter anything into it when you're out on the road.
It's enough of an assistant for me. My office enters my appointments in for me, and it synchronizes to my iPod.
Yes, that's true. In your particular one single narrow case.
It's got a calendar. It's got a memo pad. It's got appointments. It's got a phone book.
But you can't write on it.
I don't have to lose the pen.
Well, yeah, there's that. This week's poll is, so far, we have 120 votes.
But you're talking to somebody here that can only handle one button on a mouse.
That's exactly right. One button on a mouse.
I have three on the mouse I'm using right now.
Two of which are...
And it's messing you up.
Two buttons and a scroll wheel button. A wheel and a
button. Two of which are useless.
No, I use them all.
Oh, you can. All right. Very nice. One just to tap sounds out and the other to play with. But that's what goes on. Once you've entered your poll choice, please stop over to my website. You can see the below that there's a little yellow area where you can stop over to my website, asknick.com. That's asknick.com. And enter an opinion. So far we have 15 of them. Number 7 actually wants to know about your Linux PDA, because one person said they had a Linux PDA. That would be, well, me. I have a Sharp Zorus. And I love it. It's full-blown Linux. I can run everything.
Neat keyboard.
In fact, for a while, it has a keyboard built in. For a while, I've shut it down because it was getting embarrassingly large number of hits. I was actually running a website on it with PHP. It was LAMP, Linux, Apache, PHP, MySQL, running an actual website off of my PDA. But unfortunately, that meant whenever it was out of range, it was... You know, throwing up errors because you couldn't get into wireless. And
I've been a little behind on my magazine reading, and I just got to the article you wrote for ComputerLink on how excited you were about getting your Zorus.
You are way behind, huh?
Well, it said April on it.
Last year.
But it's a great PDA. But we're back to the phones now. And you know the number 222-1180 in the 585 area code. Outside that area code, it's 800-295-1180. If you're a Verizon Wireless customer, it's *1180 on your Verizon Wireless phone. Speaking of which, we're going to talk to Dave, who's calling in from his cell phone right now. Dave, welcome. I hope you're not driving while you talk.
Well, I do have a hands-free, and I can shoot, come, and walk at the same time, so I'll make my best attempt here.
All right, go for it.
Love you guys, Shaw.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, coincidentally, my question is about Linux. I have gotten to know my way around the computers pretty well, although not near as well as you guys. I'm looking at a new system, and, you know, there's zillions of choices out there, and some of the custom builds especially are available without an operating system, and I wanted to, I've got some questions. I do a lot of drafting, some 3D rendering, and then, of course, the AOL and all that. Are the Linux systems going to be able to run most anything that Windows will run, or am I going to have some compatibility problems if I were to get into a system that only had a Linux operating system on it?
Yes or no? It depends.
Favorite answer.
In native Linux, by in and of itself, doesn't run any Windows software, but you can buy an emulator called Wine,
okay,
which stands for Wine is not an emulator. And that runs a huge portion of the Windows software. I won't guarantee that it runs everything, but certainly runs an incredible amount.
And you're also likely to find Unix equivalents of most of the Windows software. You don't need to run Microsoft Word. You can run Star Office.
Right.
Right.
Now, the only thing I think of the things you listed that you can't find an equivalent for under Linux would be AOL, because I don't believe there's an AOL client for Linux.
There is an AIM client for Linux just found looking up our previous AIM user.
But if you actually need AOL itself, no.
But you can log into AOL through the Internet and get to your mail from an Internet page.
Right, unless AOL is your Internet connection.
Right.
Then, but in terms of everything else you can do, you can generally find equivalents. I've been using Linux forever now, and nobody even knows it. You know, I share documents with the people at work who are all on Windows. They don't even know I'm on Linux. For 3D work, you should take a look at Blender. It's phenomenal. And there's just a lot of good stuff out there, but if you access the Internet through AOL, that may be a showstopper.
Yeah, well, that obviously has some choices connected with it. Too.
Right.
They haven't been my favorite experience through the years, but overall they've been pretty dependable. So as a user who may not have the highest amount of technical know-how, am I going to be able to take this, load it, and program with it without much more trouble than I would have doing the same thing with the Windows system?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what you might want to do is try one of the live PDA, live CDs. Do we have those online?
Yeah, we linked them last week.
We have a link from last week about live. There's about 100 versions of Linux that boot right off the CD and run from the CD. Don't touch your hard drive. Don't change anything, but let you try Linux. Now, everything's going to load real slow because it's loading off the CD and it has to be uncompressed. But once it's in memory and running, it runs pretty fast. So it's a good way to take a look at Linux and see what it can do before you make a decision.
And I have seen those, and that was going to be one of my last questions here, is there a certain version? Obviously, when you start looking at Linux, it seems like there's dozens of different versions, different names associated with them. And, you know, I was going to ask you, whether it was the Red Hat or the Mandrake or all the others that are out there, is there one that...
Mandrake is based on Red Hat. Mepis is based on Debian. So pretty much, you know, Canopix is based on Debian. Pretty much anyone you download to play with gives you a feel about Linux, and as you learn more about it, you can make your pick. They all are good versions, and basically really underneath they're all the same. It just depends on what you get at the surface, how many extra packages and stuff like that. And with that, I'm afraid we have to take a break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, me, Nick Francesco, and each and every one of you on Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Wham's Michael Savage.
I don't give a damn how many stinkers in black robes say thou shalt blow up the Ten Commandments.
Michael Savage.
I don't care how many ponytail degenerate pot-smoking judges on the federal bench want to steal the soul of America.
Michael Savage. Weeknights at 8.
There are more of us than there are them.
Michael Savage. Weeknights 8 till 11 on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
The Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere.
Did you ever think it would only take you 20 minutes to buy your new Toyota? When you visit LeBrun Toyota just this side of Canandaigua, it's a quick 20-minute drive. And once you get there, your experience will be unlike most you may have known in the past. See, the owner is on the premises daily, getting personally involved to give you the best trade value on your current vehicle and a great deal on your new or used Toyota. You can negotiate the same price for a Toyota from most any dealership. The difference is what you'll receive on your trade. And that's what makes LeBrun different. They also have a large selection of new and used Toyota cars, SUVs, plus the absolute largest choice of Toyota trucks in the area. Qualified buyers are eligible for 0% financing on selected models. After you purchase from LeBrun Toyota and you can't spare the 20 minutes to bring it in for service, LeBrun will pick up your vehicle, service it, bring it back to you at no extra charge, or get you a free loaner. Only from LeBrun Toyota. Route 332 in Canandaigua, just 6 miles from Thruway Exit 44. Got 20? Get to LeBrun.
There are definite rites of passage in a woman's life. Her first pedigree pooch.
Extraordinary and expensive.
Her first tennis bracelet.
Extraordinary and very expensive.
And Messner carpeting.
Extraordinary flooring, but at an ordinary price.
Yes, Messner does have extraordinary carpets, rugs, and flooring, but at ordinary prices. You'll love the extraordinary service, too. Just like customer Carol Basner from Penfield.
What they did is they came to my house and helped me pick out rugs while they were in my house. I just felt totally comfortable with the quality I was getting from Messner's, the service that was behind it, and the price that I was given.
Save up to half price on everything in the store at Messner. It's the store-wide winter sale with up to 50% off everything now at Messner Carpet Rugs and Flooring, 19 Monroe Avenue in Pittsburgh. Extraordinary flooring, ordinary prices.
Don't Oldsmobile deliver sound bites.
All right, class! Class!
Thank you. The winter is good for things like skiing.
Yeah. Skiing, yeah!
But the winter is bad for things like mobile windshield repair.
But teach, even I know that Ray Sands glass can repair windshields no matter what the weather.
That's true, Johnny. But in the winter, it's too cold outside for a mobile unit to replace your windshield, so it will stay in place.
You mean your windshield could fall out?
Exactly. If you need your windshield replaced or repaired in the winter, Ray Sands Glass will not put you and your family in danger by doing it outside. They will do it right inside.
So it won't fall out.
A plus for you. And Ray Sands Glass, a locally owned business for over 50 years, offering same day or next day service. When you call your insurance company, ask for Ray Sands Glass.
Ray Sands Glass, we fix it best.
It's America's Money Show. Money Talk with Bob Brinker. Saturdays and Sundays at 4 on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Computer talk you can understand. It's Soundbites, America's longest running computer show on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Once again, here's Nick Francesco.
Yes, here is Nick Francesco, and also
Dave Enright,
Steve Ray,
and Rob Linton.
And I have to take offense at what that guy just said, because sometimes even I can't understand you guys.
Thank you.
I mean us. I meant us. I can't understand. Okay, we'll move on now, and we're going to go back to the phones and talk to Kevin in Brighton, New York. Welcome, Kevin. What's your question?
Hi. I have a machine that's running Windows XP Professional, and on my C drive, there's a couple of very large files.
On your C drive?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pagefile.sys, which I expected to be there, and there's one called hyperfill.sys, which I've never heard of before. And
spell that, please.
hyperfill.sys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, both of those are good. The page file is, as you surmised, your swap file.
Yeah.
And you need that there. The hyperfile is the hibernation file. Is this a laptop?
No.
Well, then you don't really need it.
Don't manually delete it.
Right, don't delete it.
How do I get rid of it?
And under energy savings in the control panel,
okay.
You just go in there and say never to all those items.
Yeah, turn off hibernation.
Yeah, when you turn off hibernation, it will remove that file.
The idea, and on the Mac it's called sleep. When your computer's not being used for a while, it will hibernate or go to sleep to save energy. And that's a big deal on laptops, which typically run on batteries. You want to maximize your battery life.
Yeah.
But on desktops, it's been more of a cause of problems in not waking up.
And it's the same with spinning down the hard drive.
Because so many hard drives are not really designed to do that stuff.
Right, I always set everything to never.
The biggest power draw is your monitor. If you're concerned about wasting electricity, turn the monitor off when you're not using it.
I don't care. I really don't care.
Yeah.
Where do I find the hibernation settings?
If you go into control panel and you'll see energy saving.
I pick a category, appearance and theme, network connections, blah, blah, blah.
I never understand. The Windows XP has got these categories. I never know what category thing I'm looking
what
for.
What you
is.
Do
Push
is over,
the classic view.
No, yeah, go over to the left-hand side and say classic view.
Then
you see your old familiar icon.
Right, and one you're looking for is power options.
Power options. Ah, here it is.
You may also have to go into BIOS and set your system BIOS to not hibernate. Basically, you want the BIOS can handle hibernation or Windows can handle hibernation, and you don't want them both trying to do it.
In fact, on a desktop, you don't want either of them doing it.
Yeah, you guys are right. Hibernation was enabled.
Hold on, Kevin. Hold on. When you say you guys were right. Don't look so shocked.
I'm on the phone. You can't see the expression on my face. So how do you know that I was shocked?
No, your voice. I heard it in your voice. You guys were right.
Well, I see a lot of times.
Holy cow, they were right.
Holy cow, you guys were right. Yeah. That's incredible.
I've seen a lot of default settings are like to hibernate in 5 minutes.
Also,
yeah, right.
Well, Kevin,
that's overtaxing the machine.
Hey,
I don't know.
Thanks.
Yep.
Kevin, is there one there for the hard drive, spin down the hard drive?
Turn them all off, Kevin.
Say never to all of it. You know, there's
never.
I usually leave turn the monitor off enabled. It put the monitor into energy sim.
Yeah,
a lot of the monitors will sleep
if
and wake up.
If when you turn your machine on, it comes up and says it's an energy save monitor, it's got the sticker somewhere, it says it in the manual, then you can certainly leave that on. All right, Kevin was way too surprised you were right. Don't ever let him call back again. Not ever.
Okay, I'm really sorry. I know you guys are good. I won't do it again. It won't happen again.
Okay. See,
threaten them with losing their sound bites privileges. It works every time. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Have a good weekend, Kevin.
have fun.
We know where to hit him.
And he was a good sport about it, too. That's what I like. All right, our next caller is Debbie from Webster, New York. Welcome, Debbie. What's your question?
Hi. You're my last resort before taking my computer in.
You're in trouble then.
I know. On the second of this month, I went into a document, an Excel document, and where my cursor was, everything in that cell was wiped out, and it had this statement in there. It was a bracket, PH, quote, colon, capital D, small c, M, N, S, A, D, capital S, T, I, G, backslash, W, E, backslash, Y, capital D, small c, M, N, S, capital T, X, S, right paren. And I closed the document, put the cursor in another spot, closed the document, opened it again, and it was, again, the same thing in the cell.
Sounds like a macro virus.
Yeah.
When I tried to open a new Excel document.
Same thing.
And the same thing happened, but also when I tried to save it, I tried to save it as Debbie.xls, came back D.xls.
Yeah. How's your antivirus software?
I had just the day before I had gone in, I had updated my Norton virus. I had updated my Adaware. I ran both the Norton and the Adaware, and I also ran Stinger. And got nothing. My husband fooled around with it for a while, and he got it so that we reloaded Excel 97 twice.
Mm-hmm.
He got it so that this thing didn't come up in the cells anymore, but we still had the one-letter title. Also, another problem started. When I opened it, when I tried double-clicking on the document, it would open, but the cells were all grayed out. If I went up into File, Open, and highlighted the document, then it would open. My son suggested we go to housecalls.trendmicro.com and run scan the drives with that for viruses, and it came back. Congratulations, no viruses.
Yeah.
We downloaded the service packs 1 and 2 for XL97 and ran each. And I don't go on the Internet that often with this machine. It's a laptop. Mm. I rarely use it on the Internet except to update my DAT files.
Is this fairly much a generic version of Excel? Nothing interesting you've done to it? Nothing.
It's Microsoft Office 97 Small Business Edition. I had it on my other laptop, which died.
Right.
And this one has Microsoft Works.
Yeah.
Which wasn't compatible with a lot of my stuff on my desktop. So I loaded this Microsoft Office 97, probably 6 or 8 months ago.
Did you uninstall the Works?
And hold on.
I believe we uninstalled just the Microsoft Office, just the Excel.
And it worked fine when you first installed it.
Yes. Well, it used to pop up and say that document's already open when I tried to open a document, but then I just hit no, and it would be okay. It's worked for months. This just started on the second of this month.
All right, let me suggest a couple of different things.
Okay.
First, I want you, not while we're on the air because we're out of time, in your Excel directory, look in the auto start directory and see if there's something in the Excel auto start directory that's trying to run. If there is, move it somewhere else and then, make sure you're not running Excel at the moment.
Right.
And then move it somewhere else and start Excel and see if that doesn't solve your problems. If nothing is there, then what may be happening is a problem with the hard drive itself, and I would suggest that you do a thorough scan of a surface scan of the hard drive itself.
Okay.
Because if it ran fine and now it's not running fine, but you don't have any viruses and blah, blah,
and
blah.
And I've tried Word. Word's fine.
Right.
Now it's just in Excel.
Right. So I'm wondering if there isn't a bad spot on the spot where Excel is on your hard drive.
Okay.
So I would suggest you try that. The other thing you might try, although since Word is running, it's less likely, is go to memtest86.com, download their memory tester, burn it to a CD, and reboot with that CD in the drive. Let it spend about 24 hours testing your hard drive, its memory.
Okay.
Or not your hard drive, your system's memory. But do that last. Try these other things first.
Okay.
And it just sounds to me like there's something physically wrong somewhere.
Okay.
And the only two choices are the drive surface or the memory.
All right.
Let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. This one may take a few calls to straighten out, but we'll see what we can do. Our next caller is Todd from Greece, New York. Welcome, Todd. What's your question?
I have a question for you. I have Windows 90 SE, and I have Kodak software for pictures, and my disk drive is now an E drive. How do I switch it back so I can download to a disk, to a D drive?
The letters don't matter.
It was a D drive?
It was a D drive. I had my D drive. But now when I download and take software from the mainframe down, my D drive is gone. And now it says my disk is an E drive.
Is this for a digital camera?
It starts digital camera, but I'm trying to download picture software from another location.
Right.
Yeah, well, usually when you're downloading it, you can point it to any direction you want. You can, it might have a default of, say, D:\whatever. You can usually go in, highlight that, and change it to E:\ if that's the new additional hard drive space that I've
got. Yeah, what may have happened is when you set up the camera became drive D, and then your old drive D became drive E. The letters don't really matter.
Well, this just happened about 2 weeks ago after putting Norton in.
After putting what in?
Norton.
Which Norton product?
Norton 2004.
Which one? Antivirus, utilities, go back?
Yeah.
You only installed the antivirus.
Yeah. And the firewall.
And the firewall. Well, that wouldn't have done. See, some of them do an uninstall partition. Go back installs a partition that lets you go back to a previous known working system, and that would have changed your drive letters.
And you have no D drive now.
No, it registers when I go. I'm trying to move.
No, wait a minute.
Forget about downloading for a minute. Let's just open my computer.
Let's try to figure out what's going on first. If you double click on my computer, you see a D and a C and an E, but no D.
I have an E and no D.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
If you plug in the camera, does a D drive appear?
Yes.
And that D drive is the camera.
Correct.
So your Kodak software is what did that.
Yeah.
Now the question is, how do we change it?
Somewhere in properties, you can assign a drive letter manually.
Well, what probably needs to be done is in the camera software somewhere, in the preferences for the camera software. Unfortunately, I don't run that software, and so I can't point you to it. But what you need to do is look around through the various Kodak software and see if you can find where to set the drive letter for the camera. And if there's anybody out there who is running it and knows this, and in this town you would think there would be somebody, please call in and let us know. But unfortunately, that's the best we can tell you at the moment because I'm currently not running that software.
So if I post that on soundbites.org, then
that would probably be best.
I remember doing this. If you right-click on mount the camera, if you right-click on the drive the camera creates, which is now D, one of the tabs is the drive letter that you can assign that camera to drive F or G or H. And then your E drive now will be able to move back to D because D isn't used anymore.
Yeah,
it's somewhere in the properties of the drive once it's mounted.
The strange thing is I've had the camera for 2 years. This just happened 3 weeks ago.
But did you do a software update or anything?
That's what I put Norton in.
Yeah, see, that might have...
But no Kodak update. Norton shouldn't have done it itself.
It was the same day.
Very weird.
At least try this and let us know what you see and what happens. See if you can find something in the Kodak software that does that. It may be that, in fact, something did change.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the number of times I've accidentally changed something I had no clue I had changed.
Yes.
So do us a favor and try that and see if there's somewhere you can fix or change that. And, again, if there's anybody listening who knows the Kodak software, knows whether or not this can be done by the Kodak software, please let us know.
Thank you very much.
Finding
Thanks.
A
Sorry,
few things
Todd.
On the Kodak website about drive letters not configuring properly, or when you plug your camera in, it doesn't show up as a drive letter. So it's in there somewhere.
Yeah. We'll keep looking. You keep looking and let us know. Our next caller, Ken, from Chi-Li, New York. Welcome, Ken. What's your question?
I'm running Windows 2000 Professional.
Good for you.
Okay. What's happened is a couple weeks ago I had a couple viruses, a downloader Trojan and a downloader MS catch file. And I got rid of the viruses. But the end result is every time we go on to, I got it set up for three different accounts. Every time we log on to a different account, it pops up the C:\WINNT\System32 folder and opens it up. Now, I know it's got to have something to do with an executable file in the registry key. I was wondering if you guys know anything about it or have heard of it.
And this only happens when you try to log on.
It only happens when you log on. And you log on, doesn't matter whose account, my wife's, my son's, myself.
Have you tried going into RegEdit and going into the startup folder?
RegEdit and into the startup folder? And do what?
The run.
Yeah, there's a run equals and load equals line. Something is telling that window to stay open.
Yeah, except that it doesn't seem to be... I mean, it can't be part of the startup, or it would happen when he starts up.
Right. That's why I'm thinking it's in some registry key or something.
Within the global user logon script. Maybe.
Within the RegEdit, if you do a search for like run once, what it is you've got to wade your way down. I think it's off a local key. You've got to go down to software. You've got to go to Microsoft. Then you've got to go to Windows. Within Windows, you go down there, and you'll see a run once, no run. And in there is quite often the things that get loaded, like in the taskbar and everything else in the startup, besides the startup group, and that's where the item might
be. So the virus might have been C Windows NT System 32 virus, and your antivirus deleted the word virus and left the path name there.
Right.
So now the path is saying run C Windows System 32.
So now
so
I go to RegEdit. Is that right?
Yeah.
And then what do I do?
Well, we can't go on, describe it here, but what you want to do is look for a search for that error message or part of it and see if that reference is down. You'll see a line over on the left-hand side that says run.
Uh-huh.
And on the right-hand side is where it should have that reference to the NT32.
Okay.
All right.
It's under, I think, well, there's a couple places it could be. Let me send you to a website, and Steve will put it on our site.
Okay.
It's
us.mcafee.com.
/virusinfo. Listen, we got to run. I'll have Steve put it on the website. It'll be up there in about 2 minutes.
Okay, thanks.
We got to go back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray Roblin, and me, Nick Francesco, all of you on Sonics 1180 WHAM.
Wham's Rush Limbaugh.
They are legislating. They are writing law from the bench.
You all liked it in 2000 when the Supremes let Bush into office.
Let me tell you something. You people are going to have to get over this.
What do I have to get over? It's not in the Constitution.
No. You're not going to get away with throwing that on the wall and them saying it was just there. The media came down to Florida. They independently counted all the votes. Every independent recount, Gore lost. Get over it.
Weekdays 2 till 5 on WHAM.
Sharing ideas.
Red ideas.
Red ideas.
Blue ideas.
Blue ideas.
Every color of the rainbow ideas.
Rainbow ideas.
Moving ideas forward.
Every Ricoh color laser printer is now compatible with every preferred network printer management system.
Ideas move faster in color.
Ricoh color laser printers move your ideas forward.
Ideas, ideas,
ideas,
ideas, ideas.
Ricoh.
How well do you
print, copy, scan, fax?
How well do you share?
It's time for the speed round. Ted has chosen to receive and Kate will give the clues. Are you both ready?
You bet.
Yes, Dirk.
Ready? And go!
Okay.
This place is exciting. Over 1,000 video gaming machines.
The Vatican?
No. It's a brand new state-of-the-art facility with a great restaurant, a sports bar, premier service, excitement.
The 4th of July?
No. There's cherries, lemons, sevens.
Oh, it's cough drops.
A place.
A cough drop place.
Popular video gaming machines. Double diamonds. Reel them in.
No, pass.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ted. The answer was Finger Lakes Gaming and Racetrack.
Finger Lakes.
They're the ones with the modern facility featuring great restaurants, a sports bar, premier service, and of course over 1,000 of the most popular video gaming machines. Finger Lakes Gaming and Racetrack, your fast track to excitement. Must be 18 to play.
Finger Lakes Gaming and Racetrack is now open 10 a.m. to 2 a.m. daily and just minutes away from Thruway Exit 44 in Farmington.
Thank you for calling Seniors First at Home Services.
It's as easy as a phone call.
How are you today?
Home repairs, housekeeping, or companionship. You'd be surprised at the services available to seniors. If you or a loved one needs help around the house or simple companionship and conversation over a hot cup of coffee, then it's time you discovered the comfort and convenience of Seniors First at Home Services.
You'd like to sign up for lawn maintenance service?
Seniors are choosing to remain independent in their homes. That's why Seniors First offers a professional staff to help you or your loved ones. From simple chores around the house to home maintenance service, our reliable and fully insured staff is there for you.
I'm glad we can help.
Get help and peace of mind for seniors living in their own home. Call 770-1800. That's 770-1800 to discover the comfort and convenience of Seniors First at Home Services. Call to ask about availability in your neighborhood. At Seniors First, our people make the difference.
Closing in on 10 consecutive years of broadcasting, it's the Brenna and Brenna Law Forum this Sunday morning at 8 on 1180 WHAM.
They would rather do their show in a chat room. It's Sound Bites with Nick Francesco on News Radio 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Gabe Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Sound Bites. Now, I got a question. We seem to have somebody from Hawaii, and I wonder who that just might be. Looking at the website, why is he not following the stream live? In fact, currently we only have five people following the stream. You should know. We've had discussions about it, if it's who I think it is. All right, we're back to the phones.
Wait a minute. We should go back and tell that one gentleman that we're telling him that we got that link up there. If you go down to, scroll down off of our website a little bit on the right-hand side, is there's a reference to, I heard this website on your show. Click on there, and Steve has the link to that McAfee that will show you how to get rid of that virus.
Yeah, it's the backdoor-AZU virus.
Right. So check that one out.
Now, clearly he doesn't have the virus because it's popping up the thing without doing anything, but still.
It's still remnant.
Right, right. So our next caller is Scott from Webster, New York. Welcome, Scott. What's your question?
Hi there.
Hi there.
I recently put together a system, and I'm running XP Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And using Mozilla, your advice.
Good.
Running McAfee that's been updated. The only thing off the wall I've seen is like a week and a half ago, it came up, it showed a worm that was came out last November. Cleaned it out twice, and I did an update with a patch. At this point, I just switched to Frontier DSL.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't got a firewall yet. I'm kind of looking at Curio. I'm not sure which one to get, but... I am getting some messages up on the screen when I'm not running any Explorers. Just yesterday, when I tried to download an attachment from an email from Mozilla, it locks up. It locks right up, and it'll be green boxes across the bottom of the taskbar. And you try to close out, and it'll say, you have to end now, but the task manager isn't responding. So I can't do any downloads, with respect to attachments to the hard drive.
Well, you got a couple interesting things that you've said here so far. First, that you had to clean a worm out twice. Second, that you get messages on the screen even when you're not doing anything. What are those messages?
They're messages... emails, I think it's from Frontier, that they're spam.
Oh, Postmaster?
Their messenger. They say something message.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah,
a couple of things you need to do. First, make sure your antivirus is updating. Well, first, you need to dance the tango. Because it's possible that you've got a virus in there that's preventing McAfee from running. So you need to start there. Go to our website, soundbites.org/tango.php. And go right from the top, run Stinger first, and then follow it all the way down to the bottom. Make sure your machine is clean.
And just as a side note, both on AdAware and SpyBot, you download and install those. When you say start AdAware or SpyBot,
double-click them to run them.
Right. There is an option in there to check for updates. Before you actually run the program each week, check for the updates. Because I guarantee you, lately, they've been, even AdAware has been updating them weekly. So check for the updates and then run the program.
And by the way, let me make something perfectly clear. We've had a couple of people talking about this in the forums, and they're absolutely right. That we need to remind people that simply downloading and installing AdAware and SpyBot don't do anything. They don't run in the background like an antivirus program does. You have to actually run them by hand at whatever interval you want to run them, because they don't run in the background.
Well, they both have pay versions that will run in the background.
Right, but if you don't
the
have...
free versions,
right,
don't.
Right, right, right. But I would suggest doing that, because these green boxes and all this worm twice cleaning, this all sounds to me like there's something going on in your system that should have been cleaned out by your antivirus and wasn't. So I think you need to go back and run the whole tango, just to see what may have been the problem.
I won't say wonderful. I did put AdAware on last week, and instead of reading all the help up front and not running the full thing, I did an immediate scan of everything, and there were so many files.
Yeah.
That, you know, what I ended up doing is I printed out the help directory from AdAware. Right. So I'm reading that through before I do it again, so I have at least a half a clue of what I'm doing.
So we're clear that you have a bunch of spyware on your machine already anyway. So get rid of that before you go on to any other steps, because I suspect that'll clear out quite a bit of what your problem is.
Wonderful.
Okie doke.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Scott. I love to hear that people are... two things are very good about that last call. First, that he is indeed running all this stuff. And secondly, that he actually is reading the help files.
Whoa,
that will tell
scary.
You, 'cause that will tell you all about what you can and should not delete when something comes up. And it'll also tell you why you should do those things. So it's good reading.
Yep.
And you should all go for it. Our next caller is Jerry from Brockport, New York. Welcome, Jerry. What's your question?
Hey, guys. Thanks for chatting.
Thank you.
Got a question I think is really easy and one of your favorite subjects.
Yeah, the questions are always easy, Jerry.
Yeah. I just inherited a hand-me-down system for my daughter that has ME on it.
Ow! I knew he was going to say that! Ow!
Okay.
You're lucky you're out in Brockport!
We're taking his microphone away.
There you go. Hey, you don't have to whip me and beat me. I'm going to take it to XP. My question is this.
God
is
bless you. Hey, do me one favor.
Yes.
You got the system with the CD?
Yes.
Save the CD.
Okay.
Because our anniversary isn't until Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend.
But I'm going to come up with some way or some system.
We're gonna try to have some sort of party.
Oh,
something
we're
going to
have something. And I want people to bring me the ME CDs, because we're going to figure some way to blow them up, burn them up, or do something. So save it for me, okay, Jerry?
I think we can do that, guys.
All right.
Actually, our official anniversary is August 3rd,
well,
I think.
But we'll figure it out.
We've got about 6 months to deal with it, and we will. So
go ahead.
Save that CD, but go ahead.
Okay. Real easy question, I feel. Is it worth the extra price for the full version of XP, or can I get away with the upgrade?
Upgrade.
The upgrade is cheaper, but the full version comes with the full install CD that doesn't need to see your previous disk.
Right.
If you ever need to reinstall XP, it's going to ask for that previous disk again if you only have the upgrade.
But if he's got another old CD of, say, Windows 98 laying around or that, it'll accept that too.
Yeah.
It just wants to make sure you had a previous version.
Right. So really what you lose by getting the upgrade is the possibility of bringing that ME disk down to the party.
Gotcha.
But it, other than that, they're the same. Now, the problem with upgrading is that any problems that are currently in the registry on ME are going to remain in the registry under XP. However, you can still do a full install with the upgrade, and it'll wipe everything out that's there, and then it will simply at some point ask to see the other CD.
Okay.
So that's our suggestion. Just terminate ME with extreme prejudice.
Big guy.
And move on.
Great. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you very much. Now, see, that turned out to be a good phone call.
Yes.
Yet another person.
Another one that I've converted.
Preparing to destroy their ME
installation. You've got to get some really creative ideas on what to do with all. Because I got a feeling we're going to have a lot of folks bringing down those beautiful CDs.
We'll figure it out. We'll
it's just one big huge bonfire, and I got the.
I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to burn plastic in the city limits. Just a thought off the top of my head.
I live outside the city limits.
There we go.
And we're all grateful for that. Our next caller, Pete from Rochester, New York. Welcome, Pete. What's your question?
Yes, I don't have a problem. But
thank you for calling.
You guys were saying earlier, I've got an Apple where I run EMAC and I run.
And that's why it has no problems. I thought I'd say it before Steve
did. That's pretty much it. But you guys were saying that sleep mode is not good, and I use it almost all the time. Should I be shutting down the machine at night? Or?
Well, it's not really that it's not good. It's just a lot of machines have trouble waking from sleep. So what you end up doing is
most people have trouble waking up from sleep.
You end up pulling the power cord to make it restart, power down and restart, which is bad. So if sleep is working for you, great. One of the issues with OS X is since it's based on Unix, there are Unix cron jobs, little programs that run through the middle of the night. Once a week, once a month, and
whenever you want them to run.
Once a day, once a week, once a month. Well, by default, those are the schedules at 2 a.m. that run maintenance scripts to clear your cache and back up certain system files. So those won't run if you don't leave the machine running overnight. And there are utilities.
Best bet really is to turn off the monitor some sort of.
The EMAC is an all-in-one. You can't turn off the monitor separately. But you set the monitor, go to sleep, leave the computer running.
Well, you're right.
Yep.
And with that, we have to take another break. Back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, Nina Francesco, each and every one of you. Soundbites on 1180 WHM.
Thursday morning, March 18th, RochesterForLess.com has two more great discount deals. First, the Trip Hammer Grill, a pioneer restaurant of the High Falls District for over 10 years. The Trip Hammer Grill features the best in grill fare in a casual, elegant atmosphere. You can also get a great discount deal at Odell Family Chiropractic. With three locations across Rochester, Odell Family Chiropractic offers the latest and greatest techniques to rid yourself of pain and to increase energy and vitality. Get more details at RochesterForLess.com.
If cars never broke down, if accidents didn't happen, and if you were perfect, you wouldn't need AAA. But for now, consider this. That time you locked your keys in your car? Right after your boss promoted that wet behind the ears kid in marketing. Or when your daughter said,
Dad, I really, really want to get a tattoo.
And you drove the wrong way over those steel blade barriers in the parking lot.
That's great.
Thankfully, AAA gives you peace of mind. Just one call and we'll be there. With gas, a tow, or just to unlock your car. We're ready for any emergency 24/7, 365 days a year. So until roads are never slick, tires last a lifetime, and you never have stress, join AAA and travel with someone you trust. To become a member, visit AAA.com.
A AAA membership provides safety, security, and peace of mind all year long. Don't be left out in the cold. Get your AAA membership today. Log on to AAA.com for details.
Discover Rochester's number one Ford dealer, Vision Ford. It's the grand opening of the new truck center with over 150 trucks available.
Your vision to drive, your vision to save.
F-250s and F-350s, 4x4 supercabs, over 50 available. F-Series automatic with air conditioning from $14,995 or $249 a month. New four-door Explorers from just $299 a month. New Rangers from just $149 a month. Rochester's best selection of pre-owned vehicles with over 200 to choose from. Like 2001 and 2002 Tauruses starting at just $199 a month. Plus free oil changes, a $500 value. And don't forget their $1,000 lowest price guarantee. Plus get 24-hour service with no appointment necessary. And an on-site body shop for your convenience.
Vehicles. The grand opening of the new truck center at Rochester's number one Ford dealer, Vision Ford.
Tax and motor vehicle fees collected on delivery. Payment 72 months term at 7% interest with approved credit. All rebates applied, including college graduate and owner loyalty. Prior sales excluded.
Vision to drive, your vision to save. Vision will move you.
Sound Bites, powered by Patrick Jeep.
My friend and I saw this great opportunity, so we decided to start our own company.
Nick Laidlaw, entrepreneur, Fleet Home Link online banking customer.
Mine isn't a 9-to-5 world. I'm lucky if I'm home for dinner.
Wherever, whenever he wants, Nick can control his money through Fleet Home Link.
With Fleet Home Link, it takes only a few minutes to check my balances or even transfer money, and I can pay my bills for free.
Nick isn't charged any monthly fees to pay his bills using Fleet Home Link, and our online security guarantee protects Nick's money from unauthorized transactions.
I feel totally safe with Fleet Home Link. Now I spend less time worrying about my money and more time planning my next trip.
It's one more way we're committed to helping people like Nick Laidlaw get where they want to go, today and tomorrow.
Where to next? Who knows? City? Slopes?
Log on to Fleet.com to find out how we can help you take better control of your finances. Or call 1-800-CALL-FLEET. Fleet Bank, member FDIC.
Where does Rochester turn for objective financial information? To Money and More, hosted by the Partners of the Horizon Group. Every Sunday morning at 7 on 1180 WHAM.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on News Radio 1180 WHAM. Got a computer question? Call the boys at 222-1180. The Choice One toll-free line at 1-800-295-1180. Or star 1180, a free call for Verizon Wireless subscribers. Now, here's Nick Francesco.
Welcome back. I am Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Steve Ray.
And I'm Rob Linton.
And this is Soundbites. Well, it looks like the person on Mindspring seems to be coming possibly from Houston. Could be Bobby. Could be going past Houston out to the out to Hawaii. So we don't know, but we'll find out. Our next caller is Jeff from Fairport, New York. Welcome, Jeff. What's your question?
Hi, I'm running XP Professional.
Okay.
And I listened to a radio show coast to coast on over the internet streaming. And when I first turned it on, it's vibration and very slow, you know, like it's sort of like a stutter sound instead of the actual streaming sound. And I go to reboot by doing the start button, you know, turn off computer, and then the screen goes gray. You know how it turns gray on you?
Mm-hmm.
And then the sound starts working okay. And so I cancel the restart, and the sound continues to work fine. But I was wondering what you might think of what might be causing that.
What program are you using to listen to it with?
The standard Windows Media Player.
What it sounds like is when you start Windows Media Player, is it Windows Media Player 9?
About Windows Media Player 9,
Yeah. Windows Media Player, and particularly 9, does a number of interesting things when it first starts up. One is it reports to Microsoft who you are and what you're listening to. And what it sounds like is happening is that you're getting caught some... Are you on a dial-up?
No, DSL.
DSL. It shouldn't do this, but what it sounds like is you're getting caught up on...
How much memory in the computer?
1 gig. It's a two gig. It's a dual two gig Pentium 4.
They're all the wrong answers.
Yeah.
No, that's dual 2 gig, right? And you've got a gig of RAM?
Yeah.
And it's a dual 2 gig system?
Yes.
Okay, here's what you do, Jeff. Bring that machine to my house. Leave it for about 5 years, and I'll let you know what I find.
No, we only need
cheese and crackers.
You're going to want something different by next year.
Yeah.
So
that's right. Okay, one year. I only need it for a year. That's what it sounds like it's doing now.
Can you try a different media player?
That's what my suggestion is. Try Winamp or something else and see if that just doesn't solve the problem right there.
I keep getting these emails with no from and no subject. Any clues?
Somebody somewhere has a virus. Could be you. Definitely check your system, but it's likely somebody else.
Someone you know.
Right, is sending them to you. But I would suggest you try those two things. Check for viruses. and try a different media player and see if that solves your problem. Let us know next week, and that'll help us narrow down what the problem might be. We're done for another week. I want to thank Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Rob Linton, and all of you for joining us this week. We will be back here next week, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Nick Francesco. This is Soundbites on 1180 WHAM.
Covers the 2000.